let us continue on and take up item 13, which is to consider and take possible action on the interest crediting and excess earnings policy. Gail.
Yes, this is for the board to consider making a revision to the interest crediting and excess earnings policy. This is really in keeping with the recent practice and also looking to see what's administratively practical. And it's relating to crediting the new interest rate beginning with a 6-month period immediately following the adoption of the investment return assumption. This was brought to the board at the last meeting. There were some comments around the policy. We've made some edits to it. And so at this point, this is for the board to consider making this revision.
Right.
And we have Paul Angelo available to answer any actuarial-based questions.
Yes, welcome, Paul. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Andy Young's here with us as well.
Okay, excellent. I didn't see his name up on my screen, but if he's there, that's good.
Thank you.
All right. So we have before us item 13. We did discuss this previously and looked at some edits. Rusty, I know you had some specific editorial thoughts. And so I guess with all the changes in mind, what's the pleasure of the board?
Mr. Chairman, if it's helpful, I could just mention it's in the packet page 37, I believe, which is the track changes version. And it was to Mr. Watt's recommendation. It originally said it made a reference to the interest crediting for the fiscal year based on the actual assumed interest rate for the fiscal year. The problem is a fiscal year can straddle two calendar years. And it's at least theoretically possible there could be a change in between. And we want to make it clear that we want to use the same rate the entire fiscal year. So that's why the phrase that fiscal year was replaced by this is in reference to the board adopted actuarial assumed investment rate of return for that fiscal year. Now it says the actuarial assumed investment rate of return for the December 31st actuarial evaluation preceding that July 1 through June 30 period. So that if it turns out that there was a change in discount rate, December 31 in the middle of that fiscal year, you continue to use the old rate. And it specifically clarified what Mr. Watts asked us to clarify. And that was a very useful clarification because it was ambiguous before. That's the only change compared to what was presented to the board in December. Hope that's helpful.
All right. So I see a hand up, Jerry.
I'm prepared to move the staff recommendation to make the changes as proposed.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adopt the revised interest crediting and excess earnings policy. Is there any further discussion or are there any questions on the item? I'm not seeing any other hands up, so let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabadarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
That motion carries 9-0 unanimously. So well done. I'm glad we were able to get that resolved and get the language right. So thank you, Paul and Andy, as always. Nice to see you both. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year. And try to stay dry.
We'll see you next time. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.